Michaela said she'd rather go to the mall than go to Bible club with me. Won't she ever say yes?
Inviting your friend to church is kind of like planting a seed. Some grow and some don't. Have you ever invited a friend to church, but they said no? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. It can be frustrating if you invite friends to church and they say no. Telling other people about Jesus is kind of like planting seeds, though. Some will grow, but some get washed away before they can grow. Even though some seeds never sprout, there will be a few that spring up, just like Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 13, verse 8. He said, "Still, other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop." And that's what our story's all about today. It's entitled, "Try Again." When Penelope got home from school, she found Grandpa on his knees in the garden. "What are you doing?" she asked. "Planting vegetables," replied Grandpa. He grinned. "Aren't you glad we live in a climate where we can grow things all year round? Nothing tastes better than a vegetable fresh from the garden." "But didn't you plant stuff in those same rows last week?" asked Penelope. "I did, but the hard rains washed most of the seeds away." "Oh." Penelope picked up a pile of empty seed packets and flipped through them. "You planted radishes before, but you don't have any now, do you?" Grandpa shook his head. "They haven't done very well, so I'm trying something else instead. I might try them again next year." He stood up. "Tell me about your day. You were going to ask Michaela to go to Bible club with you this week. What did she say?" Penelope sighed. "She said she'd rather go shopping with her mom." "Well, inviting someone to do something with you is kind of like planting seeds," Grandpa told her. "Sometimes you get good results and sometimes you don't." He looked down at his garden. "In fact, your invitation to Michaela points to a much bigger invitation God offers each one of us."
"It does?" asked Penelope.
"What's that?" "His invitation to trust in his son Jesus and have our sins forgiven. The Bible says telling others about his invitation is like planting seeds in a field. Some of the seeds yield good results, people believing and trusting in Jesus, but some don't. When you invite your friends to church and Bible club where they can hear about Jesus and what he did for them, you're planting seeds." Grandpa smiled at Penelope. "Keep praying for Michaela and planting seeds in her life by spending time with her and sharing what Jesus has done for you. But since she doesn't want to go to Bible club with you this time, maybe there's someone else you could invite." Penelope thought about it. "There's a new family on our block with a girl my age." Grandpa nodded. "She may need a friend," he said. "A friend who can help her understand how much Jesus loves her." Well, how about you? Do you give up if you tell someone about Jesus or invite them to come to church with you and they aren't interested? Don't give up. Keep on praying for them and showing them God's love, and keep looking for other people you could reach out to who don't know Jesus. God wants us to help spread the good news of Jesus by planting seeds in people's hearts, but only He can make them grow. Keep sharing His invitation with others and trust Him with the results. Our key verse is Galatians 6:9.
"Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart."
And our key thought for today, keep on sharing Jesus. Hey, I'd love for you to listen to the Countdown to Christmas with Zach podcast. Each day you'll hear a fun story to help you think about Jesus this Advent season. And don't forget, you can download the free discussion guide to talk about it with your family. Ask your grown-up to follow Countdown to Christmas with Zach wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.